committed, a criminal can be captured and convicted and another case completed. Of course, all this happens through the magic channels of radio when Mr. District Attorney goes on the air. Here's a show that is as modern as the day. Each dramatization is as up-to-the-minute as the latest crime headlines. For instance, Mr. District Attorney has aired stories of every type of crime, from sabotage to the unscrupulous rackets that flourish in our nation. Don't miss Mr. District Attorney when it's heard tomorrow night over your ABC station. Now, Miss Claire Trevor on the Hollywood Star Playhouse. Hollywood Star Playhouse. Tales of suspense, thrills, adventure by Hollywood's finest writers with Hollywood's top stars. Brought to you each week by the American Broadcasting Company. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Irving Howard. Welcome to the Hollywood Star Playhouse. She had come to the river. On the far shore was freedom, and behind her was death. Somehow she had to cross the few hundred yards of muddy water that formed the boundary between living and dying. Somehow, anyhow, and soon. Relive now the agony and terror of Miss Claire Trevor when, as Marcia Rodman, she reaches the frontier.
Marcia Rodman. My age? Younger than I look. Younger than I feel. My business? Being a woman is my business. Being afraid. Trying to keep alive. It's a common profession, here and now. How can I tell it in questions and answers? How can I make you know when there are no words? How do the dead speak to the living when there are no words? You sit in the dingy cafe and watch the river run, and the nightmare is almost over. Outside the window, the river, the frontier. A twisting yellow snake, fat-bellied with the silt of half a continent. You wipe the dust from the windowpane and try to see across to where freedom still lives. But the river is very wide, and the far side is covered by a pale gray mist that makes it seem indistinct and dreamlike and very distant.
May I buy you a drink?
Oh, I have one, thanks.
Then perhaps you'd like another. You look as though you need another.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for someone.
For me, I think. I'm Carl Reiner.
Oh, I see. Please sit down. I'd expected someone different.
I know. A slimy little man in a dark overcoat with shifty eyes, hmm? Sorry to disappoint you, but he's gone out of fashion.
It doesn't matter. My name is Marcia Rodman. I was told you could help us cross the frontier.
How many is us?
Three. My husband and my baby are with me.
I suppose you're in a hurry. You people always are.
Yes. Yes, we're in a hurry.
I don't suppose you thought to bring photographs and old identity papers?
Yes, I have them in my purse here.
Wait. Sure you haven't been followed?
No, of course I'm not sure. How can I be? But I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, it's been over a week. We've come nearly 700 miles. We're still alive, so they must have lost us.
Possibly. Or equally possibly, they're using you to decoy other birds into their snare. Well, in business, you have to take chances. Give me the papers. My agent will meet you at the ferry landing in 2 hours. Let me see. Three passports, 700 each.
Said I was told the price was five.
It was. But you're in a hurry.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, everything's getting more expensive lately, Mrs. Rodman. After all, I've a considerable overhead. You've no idea what high wages a decent forger can command these days. So 2,100, hmm? And 400 more if my man accompanies you across the river.
Well, is that necessary?
Let us say it's highly advisable. That makes an even 2,500.
But that's nearly all we have.
I underestimated you, Mrs. Rodman. My usual price is everything.
What will become of us? We can't make a new life without anything.
Well, that's hardly my affair.
Perhaps I could give you part now and the rest when...
I work only for cash in advance.
I wouldn't have believed there was so much profit in human misery.
Here and now, Mrs. Rodman, one must live as he can. However, perhaps you can find a cheaper source.
Oh, no. No, there isn't time. Can't you understand? We slipped their trap and now they're hunting us like animals are hunted. They've even put a bounty on us. Do you know what it's like to be an animal and running? Can't you understand? Can't you help?
Certainly I'll help you. For 2,500. You seem to forget, Mrs. Rodman, that when freedom must be bought, it's always a very expensive commodity. Well?
Here. Take the money.
Thank you. Good luck.
Wait. How do I know I can trust you? How do I know your man will arrive, that you won't turn us over to the secret police?
Quite right, Mrs. Rodman. How do you know? Good afternoon.
Only an hour. 2 hours. Oh, such slow time when you sit on a bench at a ferry landing in the cold of an almost winter twilight and try to sing to the fretful child on your lap and wait and wonder, and you're afraid of the wondering. And the darkness comes, and across the river the lights begin to go on, one by one. Close. So close you can almost touch them. And you try to believe they're nearer than the stars are near, that this night is not so black as other nights. Oh, such slow time as you count the lights and wait and wonder, and you're afraid. Paul, she's asleep now.
Wish I could sleep so easily.
Only children sleep anymore, Paul. Children and the dead.
Why doesn't he come? Ferry's ready to leave.
There are a few minutes yet. Forged passports must take time. Maybe the messenger's been delayed.
He's been sent.
Reiner wouldn't betray his customers. He couldn't stay in business if he did.
Why not? Which of them would live to report him?
I don't believe it.
Because you're afraid to believe it. Because then you'd have to stop hoping and there'd be nothing. Well, you tell you, Marcia, there's been nothing for a long, long time.
Paul, we've reached the river. You said we'd never make it, but we're here.
And the river's a mirage. Nothing but a long, muddy illusion.
Paul, please.
We might as well have stayed where we were and died there.
The ferry is starting to move.
What's the difference? There's only a mirage. Marcia. Hey, wait, Marcia, where are you going?
To the ferry. Bring the suitcase. Hurry.
But how will we be...
I don't know how, but we will. Hurry.
Oh.
I'm sorry, sir. Please forgive me.
Why don't you watch where you're going?
Please, I'm in a hurry.
That's the trouble with you young people. Always in such a hurry to get someplace. You haven't time to look where you are heading.
Oh, I...
No wonder the world is in such a state.
I said I was sorry.
Now, wait.
Please let me by.
Don't go.
I have to catch that ferry.
Now, wait.
Paul, wait. I'm
just
coming.
A minute, young woman.
Get out of my way.
All right. I just wanted to give you back your passport.
What?
Your passport. You dropped them, then you ran me down. These three are yours, eh? Aren't they?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Oh, if only there's still time.
All the time in the world. They haven't even slipped the hoses yet. Slow down, young woman. Take it easy. You don't have to run anymore.
How wonderful.
What is?
Not to run anymore. Stand on the deck of an old ferry while the power wheel churns white foam from the black water, and the dark river flows, and time flows with it, moving seaward from yesterday to tomorrow. You stand silent with your hand in Paul's and look down at your sleeping baby, and then up at the dark shores the hawsers are loosened, snapping a final fragile tie to a whole lifetime. The black water begins to show between the hull and the dock. And it was easy at the end, and there were no questions. And the river is carrying you toward tomorrow. And then, suddenly, terror comes screaming toward you out of the night.
Attention! Attention, please. This is the secret police. The ferry will return to the mooring at once. I repeat, return to the mooring.
What does it mean, Paul?
Nothing, perhaps. Probably some minor official missed the boat. Or maybe it's a routine check, or...
Or what?
Or perhaps your friend Reiner betrayed us after all.
Attention! All passengers will prepare to disembark. Have your papers ready for security check. This frontier has been closed. All exit visas are revoked. I repeat, the frontier has been closed.
The harsh, metallic voice, as impersonal as a bullet, impersonal as death. And then the line, the long, inevitable shuffling, inch by inch, toward the questions you can't answer. And you pray that they'll come to you quickly and get it over with.
Name?
Maria Lucerne.
Alien, huh?
Yes, from across the river.
I can vouch for her, sir. She's my niece. Everybody knows me. I take this ferry every day. I have a farm just on the other shore. Ask Kermuller. Ask anyone. They all know me.
Let's see your papers, old man.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. Ask Kermuller. Free entry. And this is my niece. And her family come to visit me. Oh, just a minute, young man. You have no right to keep my papers. No right at all.
It may interest you to know, old man, that the real Oscar Mueller died this morning before a firing squad. Take him into custody. The woman, too.
Oh, there has been some mistake. Everybody knows me. Everybody.
Wait a minute, please. Uncle Oscar forgot to show you something.
Well, then, what is it?
Just this. Oh! Marsha, over the railing, quick.
You can't get away. Fire in the air.
Hey. Marsha.
I just tripped. Here, take the baby.
They mean to hit us now. Run for the alleys we may lose.
Wait for me. I can't keep up. Please wait. Oh, mercy. Mercy.
The old man lies where he fell and sobs like a hurt child. And only your heart looks back as you race towards the darkness. Behind you, the shouted orders, the booted feet. The hunt is on. Such a strange quarry. A haggard man, tired to death with running, and a woman with shadowed eyes. The child that cries without knowing why. But the fox must run till his legs give out. Yes, such a strange quarry these, who know as they run that they're sure to die.
We will continue with Act Two of Hollywood Star Playhouse in just a moment. Unless you contribute generously, thousands of crippled children may never walk again. Join the March of Dimes. Send your contribution to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Now, Act Two of The Frontier, starring Miss Claire Trevor.
For the hunted, the city is a maze that has no running. For an hour, a night, it hides you in the twistings and turnings. And then suddenly you come to a bright-lit boulevard and hear the sirens. Or down an alley, find a high wall and suddenly know what it is to be at a dead end. So with the dawn you leave the city and follow the river road, moving downstream as hope runs past in the dark water. Not the highway that the hunters use, the concrete ribbon that cuts through the scrubby woods and skirts the ramshackle farms, but the path of the dog fox and the hare, through brambles and bracken and the swampy silence of the desolate backwaters. A man, a woman, and a whimpering child, hiding as the fox hides or the rabbit, till finally rain and darkness and hungry desperation drive you toward the lighted window, and the curl of smoke in the chimney draws you like a magnet.
What do you want?
We're hunting for food. Shelter.
I don't take in strangers. Nor feed them.
Please, if you haven't anything for us, just some milk for my child.
Huh. What are you doing with her on the roads? This time of night.
My husband.
This time of year.
Lost his position. He heard there were jobs down the river.
You're not seeking a job. I've seen your kind before along the river. I've seen them running and I've seen them caught. But I've never seen them get across. You keep your troubles, I'll keep mine.
Then take my baby. She'll die if she doesn't get food. If she doesn't get warm.
I'm a fool for doing it. That you can sleep in the barn. Here's the key. Milk the cow if you know how, but see that you're gone by morning, the three of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You lie in the sweet-smelling hay and count your blessings like sheep. A roof from the storm, walls to keep the wind out, and a floor above the damp. And finally you fall asleep and dream of yesterday and being young. Till the nightmare comes and the scream blocks in your throat and you know that you're awake and that the nightmare is real. Paul, wake up.
Huh?
Listen.
Well?
Secret police. We tracked some dangerous criminals to this district.
Well, nobody's been here.
They're somewhere close. We'll quarter the woods and find them before morning. You, Corporal, get the dogs from the car. We'll see if they can pick up the trail again.
Quick, Marsha, the window. There's a stream behind the house that'll lose our tracks.
You hear me, Corporal?
Now, the window, help me, it's stuck. There.
And hurry it up with those dogs. I want to be back in the city by morning.
Can't you keep her quiet, Marcia?
She'll be quiet soon enough, Paul. It's been 2 days since she had that milk. She's starving.
We could give ourselves up, Marcia.
No, Paul.
Can't you see there was never any hope? It was only to run and live another hour, another day. And now what does it matter? At least they'll let her live.
And let her breathe their air and learn their lies and grow up like them.
You're right. Wait here for me.
Where are you going?
To get food.
How?
Beg it. Or steal it. I saw a town a few miles back.
No, Paul, it's not safe. You might be recognized. It's not safe.
What is? Wait here in the woods for me. I'll be back before morning.
But we could both go.
Wait for me, Marcia.
No, Paul, don't leave us. I'm afraid if you leave us. Oh. The night fades into gray morning, and you wait. The sun, so bright at noon, sets into red twilight, and still he doesn't come. Then as the stars fade, you hold your child very close, and your heart cries with her, because you know he will never come again. A nightmare landscape under a twisted gibbous moon, a black swamp with the tortured roots, the burned shack, the rotting wharf. How suitable a lodging for a pale-faced death. How fitting a place for the final residence of terror. Here is an end of running, where two rivers meet and there's nowhere to turn but back toward the guns of the hunter. So you sit on the dock and look down at the black water and are almost glad that it's over. And then, almost without using your eyes, you see it. A boat. An old fishing boat tied to the dock. Deserted. Dark. Waiting for someone. Waiting for you. You crawl aboard. Put the baby in the unmade bunk. Search desperately through the dirty galley. Find the knife. Hack at the hawser. And then you drift free. And the dark current carries you. And your heart sings so loud you don't hear the footsteps behind you until your arms are pinioned helplessly and it's too late to scream.
What do you think you're doing, huh?
I thought the boat was empty.
Now, listen. I was fixing the auxiliary motor and I fell asleep. Oh. Are you trying to steal my boat?
No, I just wanted to borrow it.
No, to throw you in the river. This is my boat and nobody's going to steal it. You hear me?
It looked abandoned. I just was going to drift to the other side.
To the other world, you mean? Shoals in that river tear this old hulk apart like matchwood. Unless you know every inch of it. Unless you can read the river in the palm of your hand like I can. Now get out of the way so I can drop the anchor. Here.
Would you take me across? I'll pay you. I haven't much, but I...
It's a fishing boat, lady, not a luxury liner.
Please, won't you help me? The secret police are after me. I've got to get across the frontier. You're my last hope. My only hope.
Stop sniveling. That bothers me.
I'm sorry.
Give me your purse. Give it to me! Not much money's right. Oh, my time's cheap. I'll keep this and take you across in the morning.
Couldn't we go tonight?
I haven't gas to waste. You'll go on my usual run or swim. Well?
All right. Thank you.
That's more like it. You won't be so bad waiting. I got a bottle in the cabin. We can have some fun.
No, please.
What's the matter? Don't you approve?
My baby's down there. Please let her sleep.
All right. We'll stay here. Hey, you wouldn't be so bad looking if you were fixed up some. Yeah, not bad at all.
Please, I...
What's the matter? Don't you like me? All the other girls I know do. What's the matter with you?
It's not that. It's...
Come here.
No,
I say come here. About time he was awake. Sun's been up an hour.
What?
We're almost there.
Really? But no. No, that's the ferry landing and the same docks we ran. You've taken me back upstream. This is the same city. We're still on the same side of the river.
You don't really think the kind of money you had would make me give up a reward, do you? I hear the secret police pay nice fat ones.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't, huh? I just called a patrol boat on the radio, told them to come by and pick up their package all tied up in pretty ribbons.
No!
Well, I didn't know you had that much fight left. Now, I'm going below to check a motor. And if you're a smart girl, you'll stay put right where you are.
You want to lie there and sob. Lie there against the little coil of rope from the dory. The dory. Yes. The small boat trailing behind. It's only a moment to get my baby. Cast off the dory and row. Row. Rifle cracks again. And you can only row and hope. Row. And then the patrol boat comes in for the kill. But you hear only your baby's cry and the beating of your heart. And then suddenly... she doesn't cry anymore. And you close your eyes and stop rowing and wait. Wait for another burst of death to come winging toward you. And you drift on. And silence settles on the river. Silence? Yes, of course. Because you've drifted past the center line. And the big white boat that hails you flies a different flag. You've crossed the frontier. Only it's too late now. And it doesn't matter. Here are your forms and your answers. What more must I do?
Nothing, Mrs. Rodman. You'll be held here in customs for a few days for routine processing. After that, you'll be free.
Free? Oh, thank you.
One moment. I still have to place your name on the list and have your signature. Let's see now. Rodman, Marcia, date of entry, January 10th, 1972. Cause of entry, refugee, frontier of entry, Mississippi River.
That story had a real twist at the finish, and believe me, it gives all of us something mighty serious to think about.
Well, Irving, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this story. Oh, and may I say thanks to Virginia Gregg, Frank Gerstle, Steve Garay, Bill Conrad, Harry Bartell, and Paul Fries.
Thanks again, Claire. Trevor can soon be seen in Hoodlum Empire. Tonight's play was written especially for Miss Trevor by Robert Yale Libet, with music by Basil Adlam. The entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. And now, here's the star of next week's thrilling story on Hollywood Star Playhouse, Mr. MacDonald Carey.
The land of eternal night at the bottom of the sea. And I'm not alone. Someone, something is waiting for me down here. But I'm staying here, see? Because I like the odds. $3 million against my life.
Thanks, Mac. The deep grave sounds like a real chiller for next week. On tonight's program, all characters and incidents were fictitious. Any similarity to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. And now this is Irving Howard saying good night for Hollywood Star Playhouse. And now a listening reminder.
For the best in radio entertainment, always dial your ABC station. Mystery, comedy, quiz shows, the latest news, and the finest news analysts are yours for the listening when you tune in your ABC station. For best listening, dial ABC. This program came to you by transcription. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.